Hi.
Hello.
Great. I'm glad everyone's here. Talk amongst yourselves. I have to go grab my beer. Mary, Caitlin. Caitlin, Mary.
Hi,
Caitlin. Nice to meet you virtually.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 554. I'm Sam Ginsberg.
You know,
Alpha Mare.
Just because you and your brother are having problems, there's no reason to refer to my intellectual capacity in a diminutive manner.
What?
All right, so
this is when I start hosting now? I don't know what that was a reference to.
Right, so now I have to fill you both in. So Caitlin, I do a thing now. I don't think I was doing this last time you were on, where I quote a movie or something.
I recognize that quote 100%, but I don't know what it's from. I knew
right.
It from a movie as you said it.
I picked it because you're on, because I know how much you love A Night at the Roxbury, so I went on
that's
IMDb
it. That's it.
And found quotes from A Night at the Roxbury, so that's from that.
God, it's been years since I saw that. It's wild.
I know, that's the movie with, like, the, like, the head
thing. That one. We're doing
really,
the head thing.
Really good for an audio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's that. Mary, what the fuck's up?
Hi. Brewsday Tuesday time. We got Sam, per usual, and we have special guest Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Sam tells me you've been on before, but we have not collided, so.
I think this is my fourth time. Maybe my third time.
Nice. Welcome. So we're going to talk about some beer stuff today, some beer news. We're going to talk about Sam's favorite beer, New Glarus Spotted Cow, for a bit. We're going to talk about BrewDog again because, I don't know, I think Sam and Tyler have a crush on BrewDog. And we're also going to talk about pizza, which is really exciting. Sam, what are you drinking today?
Man, you've misrepresented a lot of my opinions already.
I was speaking for my own opinions.
I think you said I love New Glarus.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Well,
your opinion is that I love it.
My opinion is that I know you hate it, but I was trying to do sarcasm.
So I have this.
Did you bring wine?
This is a beer. I mostly wanted to show you that it came in a stupidly fancy box. Like, premium packaging is a thing that I hate. Like, broadly across contexts, and beer is no exception. So I've been doing a bunch of these lately because my father-in-law won the thing where you get a bunch of Goose Island Bourbon Counties. So I've just been doing a bunch of these Goose Island Bourbon Counties, and I've lost my bottle opener, which is going to be a real challenge for me. Oh, here we go. But this is the fanciest one yet. It came in its own bespoke box. This is stout aged in Angel's Envy bourbon barrels and finished in Ruby Port wine barrels. So the thing is, I've had a bunch of these bourbon counties, and they've all been like, wow, this is a pretty good barrel-aged stout. And so I fully expect this to be a pretty good barrel-aged stout and for it to be otherwise unremarkable. It's 15.5% ABV, which didn't realize. And it's also like bigger than a regular beer. So this is like 4.5 beers worth of beer in this bottle.
So you're getting very silly on this day.
Well, luckily, I've gained like a bunch of weight recently. So I should be set.
Good. What do you think?
Tastes like the other ones, which is to say, it's good, but it tastes like the other ones. Like, I think the idea of this whole package, like, you get a box of these, like, 6 or 8 of these, and it's like, check out all the different varietals, and how this is aged on that, and this is infused with this, but I've thought all of them tasted pretty much the same, which is to say, hey, this is pretty good. So the pattern continues.
So wait, instead of saying like Goose Island, would you say Good Island?
Pretty good island.
Is it pretty good?
I would call it Yum Island. I wouldn't call it Exceptionally Fabulous Island.
Okay. All right. Caitlin, what beer did you bring to this show today?
So I ventured really far downstairs into the beverage refrigerator.
Very good.
Whatever was already in there. I'm sure this has been done many times, but I have a Sierra Nevada Hazy Little Thing IPA. Sam loves hazies, I remember from last time.
I was really hoping you would bring on something local to Fredneck, and instead you brought a beer from California.
You know what's funny? Jock actually suggested that I use one that he has from a brewery that's right down the street from us. He goes to all the time, called Prospect Point. Shout out. But I was like, they're not going to want me to do that. It should be something that people where you guys are can
get. Jacques is right. You're wrong. We want that shit. Okay. Like my dad is on every now and then, like roughly once a year, and he always brings shit from like Brewer's Alley.
Oh, your dad. Yeah, that's right. Your dad could go to Prospect Point. They're really cool there, actually. I hate beer, but I go hang out there sometimes.
You know, now I gotta do a control F in my spreadsheet for Prospect Point. He's probably done it. Nope, he hasn't. Oh well.
Yeah, it's pretty. I think it's pretty new. Like in the last 5 years, they opened. But Jock's like a VIP, so he's always there, like after hours and all the time, just hanging.
Why am I not talking to him? Oh right, because he's not one of my closest friends. That's probably why.
Yeah, I would actually grab it. It was just there in the fridge, but he took it up to my parents, which is right next door. But, like, he's there cooking for everyone.
I would like to talk to you about the compound, but we're not at that point of the show.
Okay,
We're still introducing our beers.
I feel like sneaking over there to steal the beer that he was, like, planning on drinking with your parents and being like, actually, I need this.
He has a lot. He does have a lot of it. But right now, he took the only huge can of it that he has, so.
Okay. Well, at this point, you pour it out and you drink it, or you just pour it into your mouth because you don't have a glass.
I mean, I could get a glass.
Glass is not required.
Okay, well then, we're not.
We're casual.
I may be wearing Lululemon, but I'm not totally bougie. What else did you say about your
What
other
do you
one?
Think the camera can see? We can't tell you're wearing Lululemon.
No, I know, I'm joking. It's my thing. I just.
How could we know?
Dude.
I don't know what you're doing.
It says Lululemon on the logo.
Yes, the logo.
Yes.
Okay,
I thought they only did pants. Is that not correct?
They only do like full tops and bottoms.
Hey, shout out.
Yeah.
Got the leggings on too. I decided that I'm going to be a bougie bitch this week, so I went to Lululemon and got some. It's my first Lululemon.
How many times can I say Happy International Women's Day on this show before it's like a hate crime? Because I feel like we're just really living it
up. I think it's the title of the episode. This is the first time in probably 8 years that there have been more women than men on the show.
We've done an equal split before, because when I had my sister on, I think that we still had you and Tyler, so it was a split.
We had 2 and 2.
Yeah.
We did the Ladies' Night episode, but that was episode like 25 or something.
Ladies' Night, I love that.
That might have been the last time we did it.
Were you not on that one? Was it just ladies?
I was like in the wings, willing to help out, but I was not actually on the proper episode.
Okay.
Nice.
But tell us about your beer, Caitlin.
Yes.
Can't really tell you much about it. It's 6.7 ABV. ABV. It says family owned, operated, and argued over. That's funny.
We're really looking more for what it tastes like at this point.
Well, I guess I'm about to find out. All right, here we go. Oh, God.
you said earlier you do not like beer, correct?
I don't. Oh.
How are you doing over there? Not good.
It tastes like animal urine, if I had to guess.
Great.
That's what that tastes like.
I will say it's how I feel about most IPAs also, so, yeah. Yes.
Lots of hops, maybe. I don't know. something like that.
Well, this is nice. We don't agree on much in terms of beer, Caitlin, but we can both say we don't like hazy IPAs.
You are right about that, my friend. This is going to be a dog to get down. Shout out Sierra Nevada.
You're doing great stuff.
I think the only beer I've had that's worse than this that I can remember is Mountain Crest. If you ever want to play a prank on someone or get back
at
someone.
Is that one local? I don't know that.
Oh, no, that's some Canadian. It's like the Canadian Natural Light, but it's so bad. I think I could smell it from across the room. This stuff was absolutely atrocious. Never before or after have I smelled or tasted anything like it.
And why were you at a frat party in Canada?
Well, Sam, I still play hockey, so it happens.
Do you really still play hockey?
And not only do I still play, but I am on the board of my league, actually. So, kind of a big deal.
And we can trace it all back to Andrew Vachet, a guy neither of us have talked to in 7 years.
Yeah, I did actually see Peter at a funeral a couple weeks ago.
Peter is Andrew's dad. Andrew was our friend. Peter's his dad.
I'm just going to, parallel park into knowing what you guys are talking about.
I feel like I have to cliff notes everything for you and the theoretical listener.
Yeah. So, Andrew, actually, I think Sam and I were really close when we were younger, obviously, and Andrew was kind of became both of – I mean, you and Andrew have been – We're friends.
Since We've been friends since we were like six.
Yeah, and then Andrew and I had a brief romantic history, but we really just we're all friends.
That's extremely generous.
Yeah, it is. But
you had a clown show.
We.
But everyone likes the circus.
Sam and I once had a conversation, I think maybe at the age of like 14, where we talked about what we were going to do, like how we were going to care for Andrew when we grew up, because he clearly is incapable of.
And the fact that I just said we haven't talked to him in 7 years means we've both reneged on our duties.
You're like, or we can just not take care of him and take care of ourselves.
He's a grown-ass man. He can do his own shit.
Yeah.
He is alive, but...
That's good.
But by appearances, barely. I mean, somehow skinnier now than he was in middle school. I have talked to him. Apparently, he's doing very well. I'm very proud of him. He had his own business for like 6 years that actually worked, which was good. So, you know, he doesn't answer text messages. He will answer my text messages like 3 months later, and only if it's about like Disney Channel original movies. That's usually how I hook him into responding.
Oh, man.
So you're getting some real insight here, Mary, into when Caitlin and I get together, we mostly talk about people from high school that are shit shows.
I mean, it's like, to be fair, it's like totally what I do with my high school friends too, yes. Because like, I got up like, yeah, I went to a baby shower recently to visit a bunch of my high school friends down in California. And like, we basically just like talk shit, yeah, about people in the high school still, which is like cool when you're like in your 30s. It's like, we should probably move on. But
yeah,
no.
You're like Bobby and Anna got married and moved to Europe, am I right?
Yeah.
Shout out Bobby and Anna.
That was like 4 years ago. He texted me saying, I still have your copy of Hebrew Hammer on DVD. Do you want it back? And I was like, nah, keep it. And he was like, I'm going to throw it away. And I was like, fine.
He should have said it to me.
Sorry, I didn't think of you. Sorry.
Ugh.
Mary, what beer are you drinking now that we're 15 minutes into the episode?
I haven't had a sip of my beer, so I haven't talked about what it is. So I have this really quick from Hoppin' Frog. It's a peanut butter hazelnut caramel chocolate cake stout.
Ooh.
And then it says stout with natural flavors, really tiny underneath all of that. So we'll see how it goes. It's 8% ABV, and this is from Akron, Ohio, which maybe that was a mistake. We'll see. Okay, I'm going to try it.
I feel like Hoppin' Frog has a bunch of interesting stuff that's like hit or miss on good, but I've had a lot of their shit that's all interesting.
I will say this is definitely falling into the fine category so far. Like, it definitely tastes like, you know, a sort of peanut buttery chocolatey stout, which is going to be good. Is it, like, crushing it? Eh. We'll see. Maybe we'll like it more as we go along.
Is it interesting, though? That's my main
I mean, it's... I think if I didn't know it was in it and you just gave it to me, I'd be like, this is so interesting. What is this? But since I know exactly, like, literally what's written on the can, I'm like, this is what I expected to be in here. So...
Just sometimes you get a, I read the label, chocolate peanut butter stout that tastes just like bland-ass malt. Do you get chocolate? Do you get peanut butter?
I do. Especially, I feel like you get peanut butter more in the smell, and then you get chocolate more in the flavor, if that makes sense. I think we
talked before. Usually Tyler and I shout about this, like, because peanut is mostly just fat-based. I made a peanut beer once, like it's supposed to be like a honey roasted peanut stout, but the peanut oil all separated to the top.
Oh.
And so your options are just put it in and hope it's okay, or skim it and now it doesn't taste like peanut anymore.
Yeah.
This was a homebrew operation. I'm not a professional brewer, so I'm sure they have better shit going on. But I think it's tough. Peanut is such a fat-based flavor that it's tough to get it to, like, integrate with the rest of the liquid.
Yeah, I feel like you used to use, like, what, like, fakey-fake peanut butter stuff?
A lot of the best peanut butter beers are just fakey-fake bullshit, but there's enough surrounding it to make it feel right.
Yeah. I'm realizing now that this can of beer does not have ingredients on it, so I can't tell you what's going on, but yeah. Wait, I want to know more. I want to pause and back up a little bit. You said something about something called, is it Hebrew Hammer? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah, so are you familiar with the motion picture Shaft?
Like, Shut Your Mouth?
He's a bad mother, Shut Your Mouth. I'm talking about Shaft. Shaft! You're damn right.
Shaft! Yeah, okay.
So, Hebrew Hammer was like, what if we Shaft but Jewish?
Oh!
So, like, Shaft is, I would say, is part of the blaxploitation movement.
Sure.
And so Hebrew Hammer was supposed to be like, we could do this with Jews, but it's a comedy. So, it's, you know, the premise is there's this Jewish guy and he has to save the neighborhood, but I believe it's Andy Dick plays Santa Claus's nephew or something and is like selling Christmas movies to the streets, like as a pusher. And
the
so
villain?
As the villain, yeah. So the Hebrew Hammer has to come through and remind everyone that it's okay to be Jewish sometimes. But
okay,
it's
so
a comedy.
It's not like Christmas. It's like
pro-Jewishness. It is
anti-Christmas. Does he punch Andy Dick?
He's a villain. It's not just that he likes Christmas. He's evil in the movie. Yeah. And also in real life, if the stories are to be believed.
Yeah, he seems like a real monster.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a comedy that we liked that I have a feeling if I watch it today, I wouldn't be able to finish because it's probably really shitty. But.
Well, now you never know because the last copy in existence has been thrown in the garbage, apparently.
Damn it, Bobby.
Oh, man. Is it article time?
Yeah.
Okay. What should we do? Speaking about things that might be upsetting. New Belgium has partnered with Tombstone to make a pizza-flavored beer. Ta-da. So this is from, oh my god, this website is called whoownsmybeer.com. So that's a good website.
We've talked about whoownsmybeer.com on here before. The idea is it's supposed to be like, you know, maybe you don't know that Golden Road Brewing Company pretends to be a micro and it's actually owned by AB. So it's supposed to be like they're tattling.
They're like
on
dropping the scoop.
Right.
Sniffing
but also they do
stuff.
Some, like, B-minus journalism like this.
Well, I love this article because it was extremely short, and it basically just, like, tells you what the dealio is. So New Belgium is working with Tombstone, the frozen pizza company, to make a beer called – it's called – I think it's an IPA because it's I-Pizza A is, like, what it's called. It's, like, an extra two A's at the end, just to clarify. It's a 7% ABV IPA with, quote, natural flavors added. no word on when it comes out, so not like the best article. And then just a note at the end, it's like, this isn't the first time that people have combined pizza with a beer. Martin House Brewery made a beer called Space Pizza in 2021. Sprecher Brewery has a Mamma Mia branded beer that, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but it's had pizza in it also. Yeah.
Has anyone had any of these beers? Like, does anyone know anyone who's had these pizza beers?
You're the only person that I would think that would possibly know. If you Google, or if you search in your spreadsheet for pizza, does anything come up?
Yes, yes. Mamma Mia Pizza Beer, episode 60. I had it.
You had it.
What
did you think of it?
This was 10 years ago, and I still remember it. This was back when I was in that apartment, which, honestly, Mary, I don't even know. Did you ever even go to that apartment, like my first apartment?
The one that's on Watts? Sorry, you're going to triangulate us.
No.
Because I went to that one, and then I went to the one that was, like, really close to my house. They're both really close to my house, actually.
Yeah, the first one is probably the one you're thinking of. The one right by the movie theater.
Yes.
That was, like, my bachelor pad.
Yes.
Which is where I started the show. Episode 60, I had Sprecher, Mamma Mia Pizza Beer, and I still remember the exact review I gave it. It tastes like someone chewed up Pizza Blasted Goldfish and spat them into my mouth.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. But that's
I gave
bad
it a
thing?
1.5 out of 10, 1.5? Which isn't the worst rating I've given a beer on this show. But yeah, it was fucking vile. So the fact that they're saying, like, also, other beers have done it.
I think it's that B-minus reporting you're talking about, where they were like, someone's like, we got a post about this pizza beer. And someone was like, hang on, and they Googled pizza beers and then just put two sentences at the end about these two that have existed before. So.
I mean, I will say, as a frozen pizza lover, I think Tombstone has a good product. And I think Sprecher sometimes has a good product. I'm not a root beer guy, so that's like a lot of their stuff. But
well, this is New Belgium's doing this.
Oh, right. I was thinking of
Sprecher made
Mamma Mia. That's why I hate it so much.
Yeah.
New Belgium has some good stuff, and Tombstone rules. I think that this has a lot more potential than that one I hated does.
Well, when it comes out, never. One of us will have to get it and try it on the show.
What do you mean when it comes out never?
They don't know when it's coming out. They're like, no date, no word yet on when it will be released. And I'm like, good article.
Is this just like Tombstone and New Belgium reminding you that their brands exist without actually doing anything?
Yeah. Someday.
Now, Caitlin, you won't shut the fuck up about this. But can you just give your opinion succinctly for once?
I mean, yeah, it sounds like a nightmare. Tombstone's all right as far as pizza goes. They're the ones with the little, they have the little pizzas in the box, right?
Or, like the little crackery ones. They're like the little orange boxes.
Those are not the ones I have. I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you have? Do you have the big ones for big boys?
Big boys.
Ain't nobody got time for big boys, okay? I'm a woman.
Let's go around the horn.
Smell pizza, I gained 5 pounds, Sam.
Okay. Frozen pizza brand of choice. I'll go first, Red Baron.
I'm going to have to stick with, I'm so basic, DiGiorno stuffed crust.
Ooh.
Hold on. That's not a frozen pizza. That's a delivery pizza, right?
Your humor is really falling off, Sam.
She's like, I regret saying yes to this. I don't eat a lot of frozen pizzas. I ate a lot of those. What are those, like, which brand is the French bread frozen pizzas?
Oh,
is that
a
Stouffer's?
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like a piece of garlic bread almost.
Yeah. I ate a lot of those during COVID. We're tired of making lunches at home. But I like those.
Is that freschetta? Freschetta's good.
Maybe it's also Red Baron or Stouffer's. I think the ones I got were the Stouffer's ones. Famous for their frozen lasagna as well. So that's what we did. Good.
Well, that was a waste of time. Sorry about that, everybody.
I mean, I like talking about pizza.
Should we talk more about food, do you think, Mary?
Are we doing that without Tyler?
when he texted me to say he was out, I said, it's a merry episode. And he said, ah, beans. Because he was bummed because he's missing out on this. Caitlin, you know, of course, because you're a loyal listener. You listen to every episode. You won't stop texting me about the episodes. But you might have brought in some more listeners, so I'll let them know what's going on, okay? So when Mary is on, mm-hmm. for the last, I don't know, two and a half years, all we do is food brackets.
I don't know why fans started doing this, and I do enjoy it. Just to clarify, I didn't make this happen if you don't like it.
It was my idea, and you loved it, so it'll never end. So we did, like, a best soup bracket, a best sandwich bracket. Right now we're doing a website called Taste Atlas that published the best American foods. I have them sorted alphabetically, and we do a region at a time. So this isn't going to be a winner. This is just going to be what region are we on? The C to F region.
And are we still in the first round of this bracket, basically?
We are. We're in the first half of the first round of this bracket.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. So basically, what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you guys a matchup. There's three of us, so you can't abstain, otherwise it fucks the whole thing up. You got to vote for one food or the other. It advances.
The criteria you're judging them on, anything you want it to be.
Okay.
It could be, this is the food I would order at a restaurant, or it could be, this is the food that makes me happier, or it could be whatever the fuck you want. There are no defined criteria.
I love this so much because I'm not a big podcast person other than your podcast, obviously, which I listen to every single week, but the only podcast that I listen to, and I was super late to the game, well, there are two other than yours. One of them is called Taste Buds, and that's all they do. Every week they just battle, like, two, like, foods, like, one versus the other. And from time to time they'll do, like, a tournament-style, like, brackets. They'll do a few episodes to kind of – this is great. I love it.
Yeah, well, the chopping our flavor, I assume we did it first. And if you could tell me something differently, I'll tell you you're a liar.
Of course. They
so this first round is – it's cakes. Which cake do you prefer? Cup or crab?
Crab cakes or cupcakes?
Now, Caitlin, we both grew up in Maryland, and you're still there, which I feel like puts the thumb on the scale for crab cake.
It's going to be easy for me, yeah. As Kevin from The Office would say, why in the hell would you take something delicious and make it even smaller than it already is? What is the point of a cupcake? I'm going crab cakes, 100% love them, definitely crab cakes for me.
I was going to say cupcakes. Let me tell you why. I do love crab cakes, I do. I have an East Coast husband that would be very upset if I told him I picked cupcakes over crab cakes. But I like to bake stuff, and I like a little cupcake. They're cute. But I assume, Sam, are you going to go crabby?
I mean, it's well documented in the history of this thing that when it's sweet versus savory, I go savory.
You go savory every time. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going crab cake.
Maryland connection.
Maryland connection.
I do like crab cake, so I'm okay with this.
To remind you, Alpha Mare, you're the host. So I'm going to keep doing these until you tell me to stop because we're doing something else.
I mean, I don't, like, love these other two articles, so let's just keep rolling.
Yeah, fair enough. Donut versus Eggs Benedict.
Weird. It's breakfast themed.
Again, it's all alphabetical. I didn't do anything to really match anything.
Donut's the only D food on this whole list.
Take it up with tasteatlas.com.
Wow, these nuts didn't make it, huh?
That joke will never not be funny.
I do that with my brother all the time.
I look forward to making that joke to my children and it being really inappropriate.
I taught my sister's 3-year-old to say D's nuts all the time, and she gets babysat by my grandmother, who's 74 years old. And I relish in the opportunity to tell my very disappointed grandmother that my brother taught her to say that, even though it was 100% me.
Very good.
Am I going just a force of chaos in your whole family.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I forgot what we're voting on. It's donuts versus Egg Benedict.
I do have a question about this one. Is this Eggs Benedict as it comes traditionally, no alterations?
If you're going to vote for Eggs Benedict because you think it's like a crab cake Benedict, you can't.
No, I just am not a big hollandaise person. So
you can't say an Eggs Benedict with a side of a stack of $100 bills. That's not how it works.
I do. So to me, a Benedict does require hollandaise. I think a minimum
definitely
is like egg.
Hollandaise.
I think egg hollandaise, some kind of carb, and then something else.
Okay.
It's
a ham. Egg hollandaise, a protein element, and a carb element.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to go donut then. I ordered Eggs Benedict just this morning, as a matter of fact, but I don't know what it is about hollandaise. I don't love it.
Hollandaise can be very hit or miss. I've had a lot of really good Benedicts, and I've had some that are just, like, weird.
So well, I'm going that. Hard Benedict, so, Mary, you're on the hot seat for the decision.
Happy International Women's Day. We're going with donuts.
All right.
Yeah. Because sometimes I have to think, like, which one would make me sadder to lose? And I think donuts is the answer here.
Yeah. What donut?
Ooh, I really like, a yeasty fried donut, but like the ones that are glazed and then covered with like crumbs of like other donuts. So they're kind of like cinnamony crumbly on the outside. Those are my jam.
Yeah, that would be good. That'd be real good. Yeah. I was going to go super basic Dunkin' Donuts vanilla cream.
Oh, that's fine. That's a good one too. Yes.
Fucking East Coast shit. You can't let it go. I should have said donut. If I were a better husband, I would have said donut because that's like, that's my tradition with Emily. Like, we keep it super casual for our anniversary, but we get donuts. Even if it's just, like, get them from the grocery store, get, like, an assorted dozen from the grocery store, and we eat donuts. We always eat donuts on our anniversary.
That's cool.
But you were okay giving up that very nice, sweet tradition because you just want...
Because Eggs Benedict's so good! Again, I'm savory over sweet all the time.
Savory over your wife, apparently.
All right, this one, it's a savory versus savory, so maybe this will be a little more interesting. If my pick loses this round, I'll flip a table.
Okay.
Fajitas versus fish fry.
Fish fry. I also cannot predict where Sam's going to land on this one, so I don't know which one's going to make him more upset.
I'm trying to not have a poker face at all here.
I mean, I feel like Sam's going to go fajitas, but I do like
He seems like a fajitas guy, right?
Yeah. I mean, I like both, but I'll probably go fajitas.
Yes! Oh, man, you guys made me so nervous. Fajitas wins.
You like the drama? The sizzly plate.
It's really that I think fish fries suck.
Really?
I mean, I've had some bad fish fries, but also, like, I mean, honestly, this one's kind of, like, I'm kind of pretty neutral on both of these, but I like a fish fry. It's good.
I've had many bad fish fry experiences, and I've never had a bad fajita experience.
I've ever ordered fajitas at a restaurant.
They rule!
They're pretty good. You don't ever, like, go to Applebee's and see someone's like fajitas come out and be like, man, they're doing
it. It's very exciting when it happens. I will say there's an Indian place by us here in Madison. Shout out Swagat, love you. They do like tandoori dishes, or if you get it there, they do similarly bring the things out on like a hot sizzly tray. So it'll be like the tandoori like mixed meat grill. And so it is like a sizzly platter that comes out. And that is very exciting. So we do order that and I do enjoy that.
Love the fanfare.
Yeah. I like it when everyone else looks at it and they're like, what is that? And it's like, they should order that.
Yeah.
Apparently in some restaurants, I've heard this about fajitas and it probably affects tandoori as well. When someone orders fajitas, they'll slow roll another order of fajitas because of the effect that it has when the skillet comes through. So many people will point and say, what is that? I want that.
Yeah.
So, like, when there's, like, a snowball effect when someone gets the fajitas, that more people get fajitas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never witnessed it at Swagat, mostly because we only ever order it in. But I have to assume it happens there too.
And it's me. I'm always starting it.
fried chicken, frozen yogurt. Go.
Whoa. Fried chicken or frozen yogurt?
That's right. You both know where I'm going.
Yeah, I know that's what you're picking. I'm going to go frozen yogurt because I hate fried chicken.
Because you want to punish Mary. You want to punish Mary with too much influence.
I was going to pick fried chicken.
Hell yeah.
I don't like frozen yogurt, for the record. I just hate fried chicken.
That's fair.
You sometimes hate fried chicken.
It is like the lesser of two evils.
That's the hottest of takes.
I know. I don't eat chicken.
At all.
No, you may recall that I raised chickens, and I think that they're disgusting creatures. They eat their own feces constantly.
So it's not like you're not in a place of like, oh, I raised chickens, so I love them like my sweet animal companions, so I can't eat them. You're just like, I raised them, so I know how nasty they are, so I don't want to eat that.
Yeah, I find them repulsive. I also had cows, but tell you what, I eat a lot of beef.
Did I tell you about when my folks had chickens?
Oh my God. I love that. I love that your parents had chickens.
They had chickens, past tense, because they had a whole coop, had a few chickens in there where they were getting eggs constantly. And coincidentally, when I was out there to visit for Thanksgiving or whatever,
you fried them all.
They got.
Oh, by like a fox?
Fox or coyote. I guess we were never really sure. They got hard. And my dad was like devastated. And the way he copes emotionally is building or as it turns out in this context, destroying.
Did he like destroyed the coop?
So yeah, he was like, Sam, you have to help me disassemble this coop. So I was like, poor Emily has to hang out with my mom, who she barely knows, while I'm, like, rolling around in chicken feces, disassembling a chicken coop for 4 hours or whatever, just because that's how my dad mourns.
Okay, first of all, you call me next time. There's a Southern States right down the street. It would have taken you a half an hour to go get some more chicks. Instead of disassembling the whole coop.
No, that's not how my dad would do it. That's just not how my dad would do it. Because he
replace them.
He can't just replace them.
You know, it is shocking how common this story is of like dads, like their second act in life is like getting a chicken coop, moving out to the woods and having a chicken coop, growing very attached to the chickens. And then
I can't wait until I'm old enough to be really fucking weird and do shit like that. I'm
you
stoked
can do
for
it. Do it now if you want.
You
no, I got little tiny kids. I gotta wait until they're out of my fucking face.
Yeah, but you could have the kids start chasing the chickens now, and before you know it, they'll be Rocky Balboa. It could have been a skunk as well, speaking from experience. That happened recently around here. One of the other dads with his chickens. There was a chicken massacre. It was a skunk.
Wow.
You know what? We did have a police lineup. It was all foxes and coyotes, and our eyewitness said it's none of them. So maybe it was a skunk.
Might have been. Flew below the radar.
Man, I'm just thinking about, I also long to just move to the woods. I don't like having neighbors.
Now, Mary, I feel like I know you pretty well.
Yes.
You would not survive in the woods.
Not like that far. Like,
you would be
far,
like, how am I going to watch anime and charge my
Tesla?
No,
we're talking like, when I say the woods, I mean like the edge of Madison where there's like woods with houses in it, but you're still very much like next to the highway and there's still good internet. But you don't have any visible neighbors. That's what I'm talking about.
You literally just described exactly my house.
Perfect.
Like, surrounded by woods, on a farm, but I'm also 2 minutes from the highway.
Yes, that's the dream. Yes.
Should we talk about your compound situation, or do you think we need to finish this bracket because I'm worried we're going to run out of time?
there's not much to tell. So
we're looking at you, Mary. You're the host.
Let's talk about I want to talk about the compound, and then we can circle back to the food bracket. Keep making my mind.
We cannot do the two articles that we didn't read.
Yeah, because the one, I can summarize them really quick. One article was about how the British people don't like BrewDog because BrewDog pretends they're all punk, but they're actually super corporate and really lame, and nobody likes them.
Big agree.
So there's that. And then there's actually kind of a long article about Spotted Cow and New Glarus in Wisconsin, which I know Sam hates, but it's a very sweet article about, like, oh, this, like, nice couple, like, made New Glarus Brewing and did Spotted Cow and stuff, and then that's pretty much the dealio.
Yeah. I'm on the record as thinking their beer isn't very good, but I think as a business practice, they seem pretty cool.
Yeah,
so I will work say that for them, sure. Just don't buy their product because it tastes bad.
I'm going to pull one quote from that article that I wanted to address. So Dan, what's his name? Dan Carey is one of the co-founders, him and his wife, Deb. So Dan said that one time when they were, like, starting to brew Spotted Cow early, he said he recalled a man marching into their brewery and demanding that, quote, beer should have names like Schlitz and Bud and Miller. What the hell is a Spotted Cow? End quote. And, like, I don't think anyone actually said that, like, in human life. That seems, like,
that seems made up.
So.
But that seems like a weird thing that would have happened, but also why would you make that up?
Spotted Cow is very tame as compared to a lot of beer names these days.
Yeah, that person exists. They're probably really mad about just most beer names nowadays.
They're like mad that trans people want rights and that sort of thing.
They probably love the names of the Flying Dog beers. By the way, this is beer news. Apparently, I don't know if, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with Flying Dog, but Flying Dog's moving out of Frederick.
Oh, well, fuck them.
Wow.
Yeah. They said the same thing about you when you left Frederick, Sam, so. That is actually pretty sweet. Is that a coaster?
Yep.
Nice.
For the listener, I was holding up a Flying Dog coaster to the camera.
For future Caitlin when she listens back to this episode.
Right.
You hear what happened.
Of course I'm going to listen back to the episode. I have to check it off the list.
Yeah. Tell us about your compound, Caitlin.
Well, I jokingly call it the family compound. I didn't make that up. I forgot who did. I think it's one of our neighbors on the property that is not part of the family. I live on a farm that my grandfather bought when he moved here from Pennsylvania in the 60s, I think. He was a lawyer. He moved here to be closer to D.C. where he had a practice. And now, let's see. I live here. I built a house on a lot on the corner of the farm, which is wooded. I live next to my parents who built their house on one of the lots. My grandparents had a house at the top of the farm, which Sam actually has been to for my surprise 16th birthday party at the pool.
Aw!
Everyone in my family still remembers Sam because he hugged the pizza delivery man, and that still gets brought up at Christmas and holidays.
That's funny, because I don't remember doing that, but it does sound like something I would have done.
Yeah,
did he know the pizza man, or was he just so excited to see the pizza?
Yeah, he was really happy about the pizza getting.
Oh, no, it's because I wanted attention. Knowing me in high school, it's because I wanted attention.
So weird.
Yeah, it was a great party. So my grandparents live at the top of the farm, sort of like on a hill. They lived at the top, just kind of like overlooking it. And then one of their very close friends who lived two houses over from them died. One of my aunts bought that house. And then the people who lived directly next to my grandparents died, and my other aunt bought that house. So we have some neighbors sprinkled in on the properties that border the farm that are not related to us, but most of them grew up with my parent or my dad and his family. So it's just called I guess it's been nicknamed the family compound, and that's where we are. And then my sister's building a house as well.
I was going to ask if you had any siblings that were also going to join the compound.
Well, yes, two of my three siblings still live on the compound, so to speak, because they still live at home. I think all of us but one will probably end up here in our own houses. My youngest sister has a boyfriend in the Navy, so she's probably just gonna end up wherever he is.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I knew you as having two younger siblings. Do you have a younger sibling?
Yeah, you know about her. She was like a toddler when we were in school. Kylie.
No recollection. I remember Will, because you always did an imitation of him. Hey, Kate, I want to have ice cream with sprinkles. That's how you indicated how he existed.
My name's Will Holtzinger, and I like vanilla ice cream with rainbow sprinkles. That also has never died. He gives that all.
A few things about your sister, but the main thing was that she played football for our high school, which was kind of rad.
Yeah, she played in ninth grade. She played on at Frederick High. They had a ninth grade team, a JV team, and a varsity team. And Allie only played in ninth grade, but she got moved up to JV. And then for playoffs, they actually moved her up to varsity, even though she had a cast and was like 110 pounds. So
was this like a ladies' team, or was she like on the dudes' team?
No, she was the only girl.
She was like kick returner, right?
That's so cool.
I think she played center.
That's center. That can't be right. That's where you put your fattest motherfucker. She was doing.
Maybe she put her. Maybe it was like reverse psychology. If she was in the center, because then the other team would be like, "We can't hit her. Look at her." And so they would just like not hit her.
National Women's Day.
I can't explain it, but that's. I mean, she may have played receiver as well because she was pretty fast. But I recently was at a party with somebody that was like our graduating class, Sam, who went to Frederick High, and said that he recalled like they were at practice, I think, before playoffs, and that one of the guys on the team who was kind of like mediocre player got tackled by Allie like super hard, just got crushed in a drill. And he was like, it was so awkward for all the dudes because we just didn't even really know what to say to him. Like, you're kind of an asshole. You're kind of an asshole if you say anything.
Because you can't be like, oh, that bitch got you, because now you're a sexist and you're a dick.
Right. So they were just explaining how like weird of a situation that put them in, which I thought was funny, but yeah.
I mean, being awkward, I feel like, is probably the best case. Because, it's such a misogynist scenario that being like, I don't know, what do we say? I feel like a good reflex.
I think that's
great. There's not really much you can say. Like, and I get that a lot now that I play, like, in my league. Like, every time I, like, pull a move on somebody in the league and it's, like, kind of nice and it actually works, which isn't that often, but it happens. It's just like this wave of like, oh, but it's West Virginia, so you kind of expect that. Like, I don't really.
Nice.
But yeah, it happens a lot. So it was pretty funny, like hearing that story from someone. But yeah, that's the story with the compound and the fam. Can't believe you don't remember Kylie. She works with Janelle now at Outback.
Yeah, fam.
I'm glad Janelle's doing well.
She isn't doing well.
Oh, well, great. Hopefully she doesn't remember me or that I exist.
She's alive.
She listens to this podcast every week.
She does.
Fuck. Major
offense.
We can do a deep dive on her another time.
Should we finish the food bracket really quick?
We should finish the food bracket.
What's next?
Or we can talk about how you you're the once and future Princess of Frederick. We could talk about that also. Or we could go back to the food bracket. Let's go back to the food bracket and just make Mary scared and angry and confused. What do you guys think about crab cake versus donuts?
Thrilled by whatever is happening with the princess stuff. Sorry, what?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you there, Mary, because I was too busy shouting crab cake versus donut.
This is an absurd section of the bracket. I'd probably say donut, but I feel like you both are going to go crab cake again, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to be a crab cake.
Yeah, I'm fine.
My new family trumps my old family. So I have to go donut.
Wow. Ooh. Did I make you feel bad when I said you didn't love your wife because you picked Eggs Benedict over donut?
No, I know my own love for my wife. I don't need your validation. Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
Fajitas versus fried chicken. This one is actually difficult.
Fried chicken.
Fajitas.
Fried chicken. Well, the last round is donuts versus fried chicken, and I already know Caitlin is voting for donuts, and I'm voting for fried chicken.
Oh, no.
So, Mary, what do you got to say?
This is a tough one. It's like the battle of the deep fryer, and they're both things that are very good when they come out of the deep fryer.
Savory.
I know. Okay, I'm going donut.
Donut.
Because we both love Emily more than you.
Yes.
All right, donuts are through to the next round. Where eventually they'll match up against, if my document is correct, chicken parmesan. But that'll be
wild to have chicken parm and fried chicken.
That'll be months from now when we have to make that decision.
The C's were crazy, Caitlin. We had, like, I think we had chicken parm versus, like, cosmopolitan, like, the cocktail at some point.
Yeah,
or something
the,
like that.
The previous round was all C. It started with chicken nugget alphabetically and ended with cosmopolitan.
Yeah, it was really weird.
That's actually sick. I would love that. Did anybody pick cosmopolitan?
I don't think so.
I don't have all the votes, but it did get bumped in the first round by cornbread.
Cosmos got bumped by cornbread?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're not like a big cocktail crowd on the pod, so.
I wouldn't go that far. I just don't like, I've never had a Cosmo. It's vodka based, right?
Yeah.
Not a vodka guy.
I'm a big vodka guy.
Well, you picked the wrong episode, man.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. We're I feel like time wise we're there.
Okay, beer ranking time, Sam.
Yeah, let me remind Caitlin how it's done. First, you say what you drank. Bourbon County, the one that had Angel's Envy in it, and then you say, what'd you think of it? This one tasted like a stout that was barrel aged, much like all the others. And then you say a number out of 10. I'll give this a 7.2. And then you say, I don't know why I'm explaining this to you. You listen to every episode. This is so boring for you. And then you say, like, what the use case is. Like, who?
I usually skip that part.
Mary's bad at it. She's only been on 80 of these, so she doesn't know.
Usually when it's like, I usually just pick beers I like, Caitlin, so when I'm like, I recommend this to myself because I wanted to drink this, and I drink it. So it's like, I stopped you.
I mean, sometimes you could recommend it to, if you like sour stuff, or...
But, like, I'm thinking like a peanut butter stout, so I'm going to be like, if you like peanut butter stouts, you will like this. Like, duh.
I'll recommend this to Mary specifically, but you can't get it because it's limited edition, and I think this is probably the last bottle ever to be opened.
Oh, man.
I did that to punish you.
I don't want, you know how I feel about bourbon aged beers, like.
Got you.
Thanks. Caitlin, do you want to go next or do you want me to go?
Sure. I can go next. I drink or.
You're going to recommend this to people who like drinking dog piss. You've already tipped your hand.
Yeah. Sierra Nevada Hazy Little Thing IPA. It's like some things in life. It's become more tolerable as I continue to drink it against my will. And it's fine. I give it on the grand scheme of, like, I guess the landscape of alcoholic beverages in general, I'd probably personally give it this is generous. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10 because I know that Mountain Crest exists, which is going to be a 1. And I would probably recommend this to, I'm envisioning like a 23-year-old marketing professional who wants to trick his friends into thinking that he's sophisticated.
Very good.
And he's obviously if any of our listeners fit that rank, go and get it.
I don't think we're doing numbers with Gen Z. based on the stats. Okay, I have from Hop and Frog. They're peanut butter, hazelnut, caramel, chocolate, cake, stout, stout with natural flavors, 8% ABV.
Words.
It's a lot of words. I mean, I don't think the stout's natural flavors is part of it because it's written really tiny, but I like to say the whole thing just to punish them for how they designed the label. It's fine. I mean, it definitely tastes like a chocolate peanut butter stout, which I guess is not really getting the hazelnut, but I feel like I don't know how you're going to find the hazelnut with everything else that's going on in there. It's not like my favorite dessert flavored stout. That's always going to be, what is it? The like creme brulee stout from the other brand that I like.
It's Southern Tier.
So good. That's going to be the best one.
Rules ass, and that's all there is to it.
What is it? Southern Tier has a creme brulee stout that is like the best, like, this tastes like a dessert stout.
It's from New York, so you're closer to it than we are. You should look up Southern Tier. Like, they do a bunch of different dessert things, and they're all great.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I would actually try them, you know.
Yeah.
They have the creme brulee is the best one, but they have like a chocolate orange that's really good, and a pumpkin thing, a few different pumpkin things. I don't like pumpkin beers, but they make.
I feel like the pumpkin that's like the really good one.
Pumpkin's good, but Warlock is also pumpkin, and that's also really good.
I haven't had that one.
Interesting.
Yeah, so if we're comparing this in like that category, this is kind of like just doing okay. I'm gonna give it like a solid like 5.4. I'm like, this is fine. But if you are craving a dessert stout, I don't recommend this one. I recommend going for any of the Southern Tier options. So, my off recommendation for that one. And I wrap it up, right? Because I'm the host.
You do? You're the host, yeah.
Are we done? Okay. Uh-huh. This is what I have to guess, what all of our social media things are, because I don't remember. If you want to look at our website, what is it? Is it BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast.com?
BrewsTuesday.com.
BrewsTuesday.com. I was really close. Do we still talk about Twitter / X?
No, nope,
I
canceled the Twitter like 2 years ago.
Amazing. Great. I think
Is that Shaq in the background?
Yeah, it was.
Hello.
Shaq! Hello.
This is Mary. You've met Sam.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. How's Caitlin's beer?
Really good.
Apparently it sucked.
Oh.
The beer.
You didn't like it?
Yeah, of course.
That's a good
beer. She's great on the call, but yeah, the beer was not good.
They actually would have liked to hear about the prospect point, so maybe next time.
Prospect point's the best.
Well, it's a little late, I think. Yeah. We're wrapping up.
Yeah. Sam, I don't know what the email address is to say people need to email.
BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com.
That's it. And then I think we just say, don't let the bastards keep you down. Goodbye. You have to say bye, Caitlin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bye. Don't let the bastards get you down. Bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. Wait, what are you doing with this alarm going off? You're killing me,
That's
man.
That's why she's like, I'm done doing this dumb call at this time.
Too many distractions.